Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the God.
What's up, Kalam? Man, how you doing today, brother?
Doing beautiful, J-Rock. How you doing today?
Oh, man. I'm blessed, man. I'm alive. I have energy. Man, I feel great, man. I'm doing excellent, man. Just enjoying this weather that we have today, man. It's kind of warming up a little bit, man. And that's what I've been feeling, you know?
Yeah, that's a fun.
I'm outside now, man. You can hear the birds chirping, you know what I'm saying? The squirrels running around, you know, the cats out here fighting. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a vibe, man. That's a vibe.
Yes, sir, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know. And the best thing I love about being able to be outside and watch the animals, man, ain't none of them stressing. They all doing what they were born to do. So, man, they all doing what they were born to do, man. You know, they living, they look healthy, but, you know, hey, they living life. They living life, man. Yeah, man.
It's a show.
What's going on your end, man? How's the weather out where you at?
Hey, the weather is very beautiful where I'm at. I'm not actually outside. I'm just brewing me some tea right now. The weather looking good out the blind. Everything looking good out there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Let me open these windows up a little bit. There's some light. Yeah, though. Everything
good
on my end, though.
Okay.
Going beautiful, feeling beautiful. Doing pleasant, feeling pleasant. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain at all.
Say less, say less, man. Well, today is Health Tuesday. Today is Health Tuesday. And today we come together and talk and give the people a little more information about health, man. How, you know, how to work towards having a better, a healthier lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And we've gone over a lot of different subjects when it comes to health. I ask that you guys go back and actually listen to the archives, get in tune with, you know, and kind of keep up with what we are putting together because, you know, man, it's very, very informational. Very informational. So, Kalon, man, what are we talking about today, brother? What are we talking about?
Okay, yeah, we got smoking as our topic today on Health Tuesday. We're going to go in about smoking.
Okay, yeah, man. Hey, that's a great topic, man. You know,
yes,
man,
sir.
Just to expound a little bit, hey, I just quit smoking, man. I just stopped, you know. And I'm proud of myself, man, because, you know.
Hey, I'm proud of you myself.
I feel better, too, you know. But, of course, you know, I'm trying to get back to my natural state, you feel me? My natural state. And so when I was growing up, I didn't smoke, I didn't drink, you know, I didn't do any of those worldly things that a lot of us do today. And not to mention, man, it's a lot of information that I was looking up, man, when it comes to smoking that has to deal with the weed that we smoke today versus back in the day. The new Delta 8, the THC, you know, and learning the difference between Delta 8, THC, and even CBD. You know, all three of those are different. I don't know if people know that, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I had to do my research. That's what made me give it up, you know, because a lot of us are working more toward the Delta 8 area versus the CBD or the original hemp. You see what I'm saying? So, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, you know, what made you choose this topic today, Kalon?
I mean, I think we talk about, I listen to the other show about breathing. Great, beautiful show.
Right.
Once again, that was a great explanation you gave. And also, you know, that's a big part. You know, breathing is very important, and smoking is intake of air, right? Also, intake of smoke at the same time. So it's affecting the breathing process. You know what I'm saying? This is something that is getting breathed in. It's coming out, right? Because you're inhaling and exhaling smoke, but at the same time, what effect does this have? Why are people not just wanting to, you know what I'm saying, inhale oxygen, but to inhale chemicals or intoxication, you know what I'm saying? Why people want to do this? So I was just curious, and We wanted to go on the health aspect of it to see if it affects the health or not. Does it make a difference? So that's why I felt like we should have gone to the show. Plus that's like an everyday activity for some people. You know what I'm saying? I go
drive.
Even at work, people get smoke breaks. You know what I'm saying? Everyone just smoking. So,
man,
I just felt like, hey, this is something. Some people smoke more than they eat.
Right, so, man. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, I felt like it was definitely essential to going to the show.
Right. Hey, man. Hey, I definitely agree with that. I'm going to add something else inside the chat, right? Because I think this plays a major, major part, man. And because a lot of us think that moving from one thing to the next is actually helping us, right? And today is Health Tuesday, so we're going to stick with the health. I remember when my mom, not to jump off subject, but I remember my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she found out that the meat was a part of the problem, right? So she wanted to transition. But the biggest problem that she really had was the fact that once she transitioned, she left meat alone, and she went to another substance, which was called soy, which a lot of us intake from different kind of veggie patties that they have created and put together. And so instantly, her body had another reaction that wasn't good. I say that to say this. A lot of people go from cigarettes, tobacco, and then they move to another brand of vaping, which they actually feel as though is a safer way to inhale. But I'm like, nah, man, that's probably even worse. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like you don't even know what the vaping is. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm laughing right now because, you know, man, I had to wean my wife off of a lot of different things. Like, she smoked cigarettes, then she moved from cigarettes to Black and Mild, and then she moved from Black and Mild to vape, you know. And so that was a great topic, you see what I'm saying? So when she was doing vaping, I had to break that down to her, let her know, like, oh, you know, this is even harmful. You know, because you don't even know what vaping actually is, you know. So, yeah, man, excellent topic, my God. Excellent topic, man. So,
yes, sir.
You know, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I can't wait for us to go into that link you just sent, though, too, because a lot of people would think it's more smooth and, how would I say it, less harmful. You know, because you can't smell it, right? Because the odor is gone, and it's electric. So, you know, that doesn't always makes it or harmful. It makes it kind of more harmful, to be honest. But
exactly,
we're gonna go inside the links and stuff inside the chat real quick, inside the private chat.
All right.
There. All right. So we got definition on etymology. This one is smoke. So we're going to start off with smoke. All right. And it says smoke, noun, late Old English, smoker, rare. Fumes and volatile material given off by burning substances related to smoke kind. Give off smoke from Proto-Germanic smuk, source also of Middle Dutch smok, Dutch smoke, Middle High German smouch, German schmouch. From pie root, schmug, to smoke, source also of Amerindian mucks, smoke, Greek smoking, to burn with smoldering flame, Old Irish, much, Welsh, MWG, smoke. It says, there is no fire without some smoke. Haywood, 1562. the more usual noun was Old English smack, which became dialect smack. Abusive, meaning black person, attested from 1913. American English. Smoke eater, firefighter, is C, 1930. Figurative phrase, go up in smoke, be destroyed, as if by fire, is from 1933. Smoke alarm, first attested 1936. Smoke detector from 1957. That was the noun. Now we go to smoke, the verb. Old English, smoking, to produce smoke, emit smoke, especially as a result of burning. From smoke, noun, meaning to drive out or away or into the open by means of smoke, is attested from 1590s. Meaning to apply smoke to cure bacon, fish, etc. by exposure to smoke, is first attested 1590s in connection with tobacco, draw fumes from burning into the mouth. First recorded 1604 in James I's counterblast to tobacco. Related smoking gun in the figurative sense of incontestable evidence is from 1974. And this is another smoke noun too. It says cigarette slang 1882 from smoke. Also opium 1884, meaning a spell of smoking tobacco, is recorded from 1835. All right, let's go down. Let's go down to the other definitions, all the way down. And it says smoke, a cloud of fine particles suspended in a gas, a hot vapor containing fine particles of carbon being produced by combustion, an indication of some hidden activity, something with no concrete substance, tobacco leaves that have been made into cylinder, street names for marijuana, the act of smoking tobacco or other substances, baseball, a pitch thrown, maximum velocity, smoke, verb, inhale and exhale smoke from cigarettes, cigars, pipes, emit a cloud of fine particles. So, we see exactly the definition of smoke. A lot of things that do stand out is this is what stands out to me too, like the name. It's abusive meaning black person. Attested from 1913. That's one that stood out to me. Yeah. It says
abusive, man, black person. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it says meaning to drive out or away or into the open by means of smoke. All right. You know how they be smoking bees for like honey and stuff like that. They be driving the bees out of their home so they can start like to get honey out of the nest. So they be driving them out by the smoke. And it also talks about meaning to apply smoke to cure. And it also says bacon, fish, etc. I don't want people to get confused because they gotta say, oh, it says to cure, you know what I'm saying, that means to cure. but we know what to cure meat is, you know, and stuff like that, to prepare meat to cook or whatever, or steam it, smoke What do they get, like, smoked ribs, they get smoked fish. It's a lot of stuff they be smoking. They call it to cure it. Doesn't mean if you smoke, you're going to be cured or anything like that. Don't get confused with that, because a lot of people, what I know, they try to defend this smoking as much as possible, and they go and try to misconstrue a lot of things to keep doing it. Which is up to them. You know, y'all have your own say-so. Yeah, but that's smoking, you know what I'm saying? Fumes violate, what I say, volatile material given off by burning substances. And hey, it's even saying it contains fine particles of carbon.
Exactly. So
it got all these fine particles in there, along with some chemicals, you know what I'm saying? So these particles and chemicals is going inside, and it's sticking to your organs. Your organs is moist. You know what I'm saying? So remember when everybody was wearing like the mask in the COVID thing? And when they were saying that if you was breathing out of the mask, it's way worse than wearing the mask, because as you breathe, it's moisture in your breath.
Right.
And then it was like more bacteria was sticking because of this moisture. So if you're smoking and you ready, you know inside of your organs is wet. From your mouth is wet. You can tell your mouth is wet.
Right.
All of these stuff is like sticking, and then it's going into the bloodstreams, and you know, it's affecting it. But let's go ahead and go on to the other definition. Tobacco. Let's read tobacco real quick. And it says, tobacco, noun, 1580s, from Spanish tobacco, in part from an Arawak language of the Caribbean, probably Tino, said to mean a roll of tobacco leaves, according to Las Casas, 1552, or a kind of pipe for smoking tobacco, according to Oviedo, 1535. Scholars of Caribbean languages lean towards Las Casas' explanation. The West Indian island of Tobago was said to have been named from Columbus in 1498 from Haitian tambacu pipe, which means pipe, in reference to the native custom of smoking dry tobacco leaves. Cultivation in France began 1556 with an importing of seed by Andre Thevet, introduced in Spain 1558 by Francisco Fernandez. Tobacco Road, as a mythical place representative of rural southern U.S. poverty, is from the title of Erskine Caldwell's 1932 novel. Early German and Portuguese accounts of Brazil also record another name for tobacco, pine or betum, evidently a native word in South America, which made its way into 17th century Spanish, French, and English as petum, petumir, etc., and which is preserved in petunia and button, the Breton word for tobacco. Many have joined it tobacco, the name petum, which is indeed the proper name of the herb, as they which have traveled that country can tell. John Frampton, translation of Nicholas Monard's Joyful News Out of the Newfound World, 1577. All right, And we can also, and it says petunia. Petunia is basically a tobacco plant. But let's go all the way at the bottom real quick to check with these other definitions. Tobacco noun, leaves of the tobacco plant dried and prepared for smoking or ingestion. Tobacco noun, aromatic, annual or perennial herbs and shrubs. And yeah, pretty much that was tobacco. That was tobacco leaves. Yes. Anything you want to go into that one, Rob?
Petunia. Or did you want to go, were you asking about the tobacco or the petunia?
I mean, just overall, anything so far?
Oh, no, man. You're doing a great job at it. It was interesting that, you know, they're saying that it's a plant, you know what I'm saying? That was something that I was unaware of. And, I can see it, and then they just add certain chemicals to it, the same as they do
right.
with any other plant that they try to make money off of. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. And it was just interesting.
All right, yeah. All right, so we're going to go to the next definition in the chat. That is nicotine. Right? So it says nicotine. Hey. Noun. Also nicotine. It's poisonous. First word. I mean, first definition all besides the other name of it. It's poisonous.
Right.
Let's go before I even go any further, right? Let's go. I'm gonna go ahead and type in poison. Right. Alright. Poison, noun, C-1200, poison, a deadly potion or substance. Remember they were saying it was a substance, right?
Right.
All right. A deadly potion or substance, also figuratively, spiritually, corrupting ideas, evil intentions. From old French poison, 12th century modern French poison, a drink, especially a medical drink, later a magic potion, poisonous drink, 14th century, from Latin potinum, nominative potio, a drink, also a poisonous drink, all right, and it says a doublet of potion for similar for form evolution. From Latin to French, compare raisin from retinum. But let me go straight to where it says. It says medicinal herbs, see leaves. You know what I'm saying? But that's uh-huh. I don't go too far into the poison for time's sake. But just wanted to get that one. And it also says the poison verb. That was the poison noun. The poison verb is to give poison to, add poison to. Kill with poison, to corrupt. So this right here, this is like evil, like it's saying, and it's deadly. It's not something that brings life. It's actually destroying spiritual.
All right.
So let's go back to nicotine. Hey, I think you got something like in the background.
Okay, alright.
Appreciate it. Alright. So actually, we're going to finish off nicotine, right? Also, nicotine, poisonous, volatile alkaloid base found in tobacco leaves. So this nicotine is found in tobacco leaves, and that's what people be smoking, is the tobacco leaves. 1819 from French nicotine, earlier nicotine from modern Latin nicotinia, the formal botanical name for the tobacco plant, named for Jean Nicot, c. 1530 to 1600, French ambassador to Portugal, who sent tobacco seeds and powdered leaves from Lisbon to France, 1561. His name is Dominative of Nicholas. Let's go all the way to the bottom, and it says nicotine, noun, an alkaloid poison that occurs in tobacco, used in medicine and as an insecticide. So, yeah, they be smoking poison, right? Which, you know what I'm saying, is deadly.
It's also, not to cut you off, it's also found on all of your packaging, you know, and it tells you what it tells you that it is a harmful chemical, and it's crazy because I pointed that out to a lot of my fellow brethren, and you know, no matter how much you point some things out to people, they can get very, very agitated with you for actually directing them to this information. You know, I was like curious, like, dang, is it something that you wanted to know, or are you pissed because I found this information out and shared it with you? You know,
hey. You got to look at it in their perspective of ignorance, and ignorance just meaning not knowing. If you came to me and I just love doing this and utter ignorance, I love doing this. This makes me feel good because a lot of people going off feeling, right? They're not going off the intellectual part of it, like in the knowing sense. So it's the feeling. It feels so good. Now it's like this person trying to, They look at it as this person trying to down my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop my feeling. This makes me feel good. So they feel like, all right, you're trying to make me not feel good. So the opposite of good is bad. So they looking at you in a bad way, like you trying to stop my good feeling, make me feel bad. But that's not the case. It's actually to help you expand your life because you're killing your life force. And don't even know it, but you gotta let the only thing you can do is put it on the table and be like, hey, look, hey, this is what it is. You do what you want to do. I ain't gonna judge you if this is what you're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? That's totally your choice. That's your choice if you want to expand your life or if you want to decrease it. That's okay.
Facts.
That's completely okay. But we also got another definition in there as well. And this is a term a lot of us know. Hey, guys, when people used to say this word, I used to just be like, because you know what I'm saying? I used to be messing with this a little bit, but I don't mess with it at all no more. But every time, it just roll off my tongue weird. Like, it makes me feel like police. Like 12, like. Sure, and the word is marijuana. Like, where do people like say that? It just be like, you want to see the police? Because you saying the whole thing like that. I used to hear like tree. You know what I'm saying? The different terminology for it. I'm gonna say the more of the street terms. But when you say it like that, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, we're going to the definition: marijuana. Now, a preparation of cannabis sativa for use as an intoxicant. Let me read that again. A preparation of cannabis sativa for use as an intoxicant. Let's see what intoxicant is, right? Research that up real quick. Intoxicant, noun, that which intoxicates. All right, now let's see what intoxicate is, right? Intoxicate, verb, to poison. It says to poison. All right, I ain't never got to go in too much deep for time's sake. It is what it is. It's like both of those is poison. But anyway, let's go back. All right, marijuana. Noun, a preparation of cannabis sativa for use as an intoxicant, generally by smoking. 1918, altered by influence of Spanish proper name, Maria Juana, Mary Jane, from marijuana, 1894, from Mexican Spanish, marijuana, which is of uncertain origin. As the plant was not native to Mexico, a native source for the word seems unlikely. Can we go ahead and scroll all the way down for the other definitions? It says marijuana, noun, a strong-smelling plant whose dried leaves can be smoked for a pleasant effect or pain reduction. Marijuana, noun, the most commonly used illicit drug, considered a soft drug. It consists of the dried leaves of the hemp plant, smoked or chewed for euphoric effect. And that was the definition of marijuana. You got any comments on that one, guys?
Yeah, man, it's like you said, man, just hearing that word, it puts you in the mind, because of a lot of times, man, we used to always just say, who got some weed, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, what grass is, you know what I'm saying? So when you do hear the word marijuana, you often hear an official speak on marijuana. This person has large quantities of marijuana, you know, and man, it was a term given that they are using inside the court system as considered to be a drug because of the poison that is added to it. You get what I'm saying? So you've taken something out of its natural state and added a man-made substance to it, which makes it an illegal substance, you know, which is what a lot of our people are being charged with when they are pulled over and they have large quantities of what we call, what you just read, which is called marijuana, you know, so.
Yeah, man, that's why a lot of them was getting locked up too, not to cut you off. But that's why a lot of them were locked up back then, because this definition of what these things were, it was evil. And a lot of people would get years back then. Now it's not so intense. It's not so intense because of ignorance, you know what I'm saying? But and they're saying it's the marijuana leaves, right? Has these this poison inside of it, but it's only poisonous when it's smoked. When it burns. Also, you gotta remember, like, alkaline, right? You got this part that's alkaline, and you got this other part that is hybrid, right? Hybrids, it stops it from being alkaline, because now a hybrid meaning like a crossbreed, so it's not in its first natural state, the origin. So that's what also causes it to be poison, is when it becomes hybrid,
right?
Crossbreeding. That's why everyone like different flavors. People like different flavors, right? But at the same time, it's not. is really not good for you. Not only that you smoking it, it's now you're smoking poison in a poison state. It's not alkaline. It's not the original plant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was doing my research on the original plants, and it's like hard to find the first plants because it's loaded with hybrids right now. You know what I'm saying? And then how you consume the plants is really important. You want to consume these stuff with tinctures. A lot of people be like, well, smoking is good because, you know what I'm saying, it's good for the mind. It's good for seizures and all this other stuff. But what's the intake? How are you intaking it, first of all? First of all, it's hybrids. Second of all, how are you intaking it? You're not putting droplets under your tongue. It's not seen as a tincture.
Right.
You're not rubbing it on your skin. You're not using it as an ointment. You know what I'm saying? You're smoking it. That's what's causing it to be, like, violent to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's all I had to say about that part, though.
Okay.
And also, we look like we done passed the 30-minute mark. So we can actually take a 4-minute break and just be right back.
All right, man. Peace to the gods.
All right, peace to the gods.
Medication. Your medication makes me high. Your depression.
Give you a light. Keep you with me. You've been on my mind all night. 'Cause you my.
It is a medication. You definitely need to look up the word medication, man, so that you can understanding of it.
Do the research. It sounds good.
Yeah. But once you start to understand, you know, everything that you are doing, and everything that in every way is becoming a harm to you, and like Kalam stated earlier, it can decrease your life. Are you trying to decrease your life, or are you trying to increase it? Hey, don't get me wrong, man. A lot of us are stressed out, you know, but I've smoked for so long. I was smoking for so long, man, that I realized that I was even more stressed out even by smoking. You see what I'm saying? So, because if I didn't have it, I'm even stressed. I'm more stressed. You know what I'm saying? So, you have to know what it is doing to your body, man. It could cause more stress than what you would think it was going to help your stress. You know? So, yeah, keep that in mind, man. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, and people, it's, that's only one way to deal with stress, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a positive impact. Or people also deal with stress with drinking alcohol, right? And
right.
People, which is another negative effect. Then people also have like stress balls, right? Where they press the balls. People do yoga. People do breathing techniques. These are the positive ones, right? Now, people do walks. People exercise. People listen to motivational speaking. People, you know, calming stuff. People go to the beach. It's numerous positive stuff, but little evil stuff. Why go?
Right.
It's like you're going this way because I know social engineering. You see it on TV, so it's in your subconscious mind. You see it everywhere. You don't necessarily see yoga too much, but you got to look for the positive effects, man. It's way more than evil.
Right.
So it's not hard. You just got to look.
Right.
You just got to search.
Of course, man.
Yeah. But I like the stuff that you put in the chat too at the bottom, man.
Okay.
I got. I'm making sure we make some time for that. I don't know. We got.
Yeah. We'll probably have to. Probably just have to stretch it a little bit, man. Yeah.
Yeah, because that has to be inside the archive. That's a must. That's a
right.
Must. But I see this other link. We got. This other link inside the private chat is
okay.
Jean Nicot.
Right? Okay.
And it says Jean Nicot de Valmen, French, 1530, May 4th, 1604, was a French diplomat and scholar. He is famous for being the first to bring tobacco to France, including snuff tobacco. Nicotine is named after the tobacco plant, Nicotinia tobacco, which in turn is named after Jean Nicot de Valmen, who sent tobacco and seeds to Paris in 1560, presented it to the French king, and who promoted their medicinal use. Smoking was believed to protect against illness, particularly the plague. All right. So that's where nicotine got its name from, Jean Nicot, right? Or Jean
right.
Nicot de Valmen. And he was producing it to the French king, and he promoted the use that it was medicinal, and it was. And he said it protect against protect against illness, and particularly the plague.
which probably was wrong, right, to be honest.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a little background on where the name nicotine comes from. We know nicotine is like, did we even go through the definition of nicotine there?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And, oh yeah, and the first word was like poisonous.
Poisonous. Yeah. So how was it? So, that was interesting, because how was it? To protect against illness if it was a poison. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of hypocritical, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna say hypocritical. I think it was just more a misunderstanding. Like, you can't use poison to actually protect against illness, because poison is what creates an illness. Yeah,
exactly. So, you're just going into more illness.
Right.
Maybe it covers it up, right? Because of the sensation of the feeling.
Right.
Maybe it drifts the pain away temporarily.
Right.
But guess what? When that temporary feeling is gone, it comes back even harder. And then maybe they prolong it. Maybe they smoke for the relaxation of the pain to go away for this time being. And then when it comes back, it's stronger and stronger and stronger. And guess what? They urge to merge to this addiction more and more, because they're like, this is helping, this is helping, this is helping temporarily. But it also makes you addicted to it. Right, something that's killing But
let's go back into the private chat. Let's go back into the private chat. We got a link, tobacco.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on. It brought me to this other link.
Okay, yeah. Tobacco. Tobacco is the common name of several plants in the genus Nicotinia of the family Solanacea, and the general term for any product prepared from the cured leaves of these plants. Remember, they're using the word cured leaves again. Remember, we was talking about how they was curing meat, how they was curing fish and stuff like that. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Like, it's curing you when you use it. There's a difference. And it says, more than 70 species of tobacco are known, but the chief commercial crop is N tobacco, the more potent variant. N rustica is also used in some countries. And it got a picture right here, tobacco flakes sliced from pressed plugs. And let's go down. It says, dried tobacco leaves are mainly used for smoking in cigarettes and cigars, as well as pipes and shishas. With shishas, you know what I'm saying? They put shishas inside hookahs. You see, like, a lot of Arabs like to smoke, like, hookahs, which is like this tobacco substance that's inside of them getting burned, which is called shisha. They can also be consumed as snuff, chewing tobacco, dipping tobacco, and snuff. Tobacco contains the highly
No. I was just going, when you said the chewing, I see a lot of people who chew the tobacco, man. And when you see them, they barely have any teeth.
Them boys love it,
they love it, man. And they love it so much, man. The teeth missing, I used to always wonder about that.
That'd be messing up their whole mouth, and they don't even be noticing.
Man, they notice it. I don't think they care, man.
That's
I think they love the feeling of that chewing tobacco more than they love the way that they look.
Yeah, temporary feeling for, you know what I'm saying, long term effect.
Yes sir.
All right, so it also says tobacco contains the highly addictive stimulant alkaloid nicotine, as well as hermola alkaloids. So it's highly addictive. Highly. And it says tobacco use is a cause or risk factor for many deadly diseases. Let's go back. Tobacco use is a cause or risk factor for many deadly, deadly diseases, especially those affecting the heart. You need your heart, the liver, and lungs, as well as many cancers. In 2008, the World Health Organization named tobacco use as the world's single greatest preventable cause of death. What? This is single greatest preventable cause of death. So you can prevent this highly. That's the most preventable cause of death. All right. Well, it says greatest instead of saying most, but you get the drift. Let's go inside the chat again. I'm going to go to where it says cannabis. All right. So we're going to click cannabis real quick. And it says cannabis drug. Cannabis, also known as marijuana, among other names, is a psychoactive drug from the cannabis plant. Native to Central and South Asia, the cannabis plant has been used as a drug for both recreational and entheogenic purposes and in various traditional medicines for centuries. Tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, is the main psychoactive component of cannabis, which is one of the 483 known compounds in the plant. In this plant, they got 483 known compounds in the plant, and that's only one of it. Including at least 65 other cannabinoids, including cannabidiol, which is CBD. Cannabis can be used by smoking, vaporizing, within food, or as an extract. So we got smoking and vaporing, right? Vaporizing.
Right.
I think those two fall into the because now we're talking about the consumption. That's how you can consume it. Smoking or vaporizing, all dealing with like smokes or type of air, and then within food, that's a whole different other way of intake, or as an extract, another intake. It could be extracted and then consumed. All right, so we're going to go down. It says cannabis has various mental and physical effects, which include euphoria, altered states of mind and sense of time, difficulty concentrating, impaired short-term memory, impaired body movement, balance and fine psychomotor control, relaxation, and an increase in appetite. So we know cannabis is popular for that short-term memory. I am going to lie.
Oh, whoa, God. Hey, you remember when I first came out to to see you, right? And you was in the other state, right? And, man, I had brought some shit with me, man. And, man, we was trying to study, right? And on everything, man, it was so strong, God. You was slick pissed because you was like, man, I do not like to be this high. I'm like losing function, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I took heed to that because I was like, you know what? God, he was right, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, because it's like whenever I tried to study, I noticed I would lose thoughts. I would lose my memory. I would be in the middle of a conversation, and I was like, oh, what was I just talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, for real.
Yeah, man. It definitely helps you lose your memory. Man, I don't think people understand that, man. It does, man. Like, for real, for real.
And you young. You know what I'm saying? How can we be young and having Alzheimer's?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're doing. We're bringing this Alzheimer's quick as possible. We can't remember. We can't even remember what happened 3 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Some people, it's like 60 seconds. They just said something, and they be like, but what was I talking about again? Oh, what did I just say?
Exactly.
Like, where was I going?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like 60 seconds. So how are you going to remember yesterday? How are you going to remember 5 years ago if you can't remember 60 seconds? So that means everything that you read in the book, right? Let's talk about knowledge now. Everything that you read or you went over and you studied, and you remember you have to use certain things to protect your life, use different laws, and it. And if you can't remember your rights, you don't have no rights. If you can't restate your rights, you don't have no rights. So it's like you're gonna need to use your brain to bring certain things up to protect yourself. So you're defenseless. You're defenseless. You know what I'm saying? You can't defend yourself intellectually.
Right.
So, hey. I'm just putting the puzzle together. That's all I be doing. I just be putting one and two together.
Man, what you
and
did.
I just be like, hey, look, either I do this or I do this. Which one gives me the more benefit? If it ain't beneficial,
exactly.
It's artificial. You know what I'm saying? And
I
like to go beneficial every time.
Yeah, and I love my memory. I love everything about
for
my
sure.
memory. You know, one thing for sure, two things for certain. I used to take very, very good trips, right? Man, don't you know I would take a trip and forget, like, dang, I did this on the trip. It's almost worse than drinking, you know. You hear those people
really?
Talk those stories about, oh, you were so drunk and... You know what I'm saying? You did this. You was doing that. Like, what? I don't remember. Like, for real, I was that. Yeah, your memory was erased. You see what I'm saying? You didn't you didn't know exactly. Your body was there, but your mind was not. You see what I'm saying? So, man, it's the same thing with smoking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you on these different... different type, and I'm gonna call it what it is. It's a drug, bro. Like, that's exactly what it is. It's a drug, man. When you on these different types of drugs, and then you have no way of knowing exactly what you are intaking. That's the thing. You're not growing it. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't come with ingredients. You see what I'm saying? Like, nine times out of ten, we're buying it off the street. And we never know exactly what we're intaking. This is the reason that a lot of us are not able to control our mind. I have a little sister, right?
And I'm doing not only this for my little sister, but I'm doing it for me as well, because I've noticed that I've had a lot of people that I grew up with who have memory loss, and they lose what we call lose their mind. We don't pay attention to how they are losing their mind. They start off with these type of drugs, and everybody pays attention to what they want to pay attention to, but I like to study what is actually taking place. And I noticed, like, my little sister would not lose her mind until she's trying to interact with the people around her. And everybody around her is smoking. And so, you know, she's easily influenced. Like, oh, yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I want to be normal. I want to, you know, that. And this is her conversation to me. I want to be normal, sis. Yes. That's not being normal. Being normal is not in taking that. You see what I'm saying? That's being normal. Right. But she every time, it never fails. God, we have to take her to some type. Well, I don't do it because I don't believe in that. I just, you know, it's the things that my sister and my brothers, they do. They take her to an insane institution, right? Where they feel as though that's the best place for her, right? And I'm like, wow, you guys are really taking her off one drug and inducing her into another drug, and you guys feel okay with that. No, she definitely needs to maintain from smoking, period. Because if we notice that is the only thing that is making her lose her memory, because I'm not going to lie to you, if I'm in a weird place, an unstable place, and I feel very weird being in that place, if I'm smoking, my mind is all over the place. It's uncontrollable. And you can't control it when you're on those type of drugs. You see what I'm saying? It gives you all types of nervous reactions. Your reactions are more intense when you are smoking, even when you're in a dangerous situation. It's just like if you're smoking, right? You get pulled over by the police. You have people say, man, he just blew my high. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's your intenseness. You see what I'm saying? And then you're more nervous when you are placed in those type of situations. You're not always able to control the things and your actions. You know what I'm saying? So this is the reason why a lot of times people make very weird mistakes even when they're in those type of situations by being pulled over by a police officer. Man, people do some dumb things, you know. And I don't mean to you know, down talk anybody. I'm just stating facts on what I see. I see people who literally, they get pulled over. They won't even think to hide whatever it is because they're so high. You see what I'm saying? Or if they do, they hide it in a place where they know this person is going to search. You see what I'm saying? Like, you lost your mind. And I tell people, I'm like, man, you lost your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
your mind is not there.
I love that you said that because, you know, your mind is your soul, man. You know what I'm saying? People who lost their mind is lost souls. So it's like, come on. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be no lost soul. And those type of people, honestly, I don't, like I say, they don't have no morals. So I don't keep them around me because if they can't control their soul, guess what? I definitely can't control what they do. If they can't control what they do, I can't control what they do. So why would I have this type of person around me when I don't know what's going to happen? They don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
Yes, it is, man. It definitely is. Man.
Hey.
But, hey, man, it's a learning experience, but, man. We learn from each other, brother. We learn from each other, man.
Hey, for sure, man. Every day. And like you said, not to down nobody on it. You know, it's just like you just got to learn from it. Just study what it is, right? Get the knowledge of what it is and be like, Do we want to go through this? Do you? All
right. Right.
If you go through it, if you go through it without studying, I understand. That was all ignorance. But if you learn about it and you go through it again, it's like, okay, that's a choice. That's an educational choice. You know what I'm saying? That's an educational selection. You chose to do this educationally. So you know the ins and outs of the outcome of this. You know what I'm saying? So you went in this fully knowing that's your choice. I get that. Now that part right there, that's where I'd be like, all right, cool. So even though you know there's poison and you know this is evil and you know this is this, you still went through this and do this because that's your life. Everyone has, I respect it. That's the only thing I can say. I don't judge nobody who does it. I respect it. But at the same time, it's like, I can't have you around me in my perimeter too much because it's like, some people, they can kind of control themselves. Let me just say that. Some people can control themselves, but when they really lost it, they really lost it. So I still don't even like to risk myself. Like, I like to do a lot of risk management.
Yeah, man. Right.
Yeah. But let's go ahead, go back into this definition. It also says it impaired body movement and relaxation, and then it also increases the appetite. And it says, onset of effects is felt within minutes when smoked, but may take up to 90 minutes when eaten. So it says when it smokes, it's like basically like an instant effect, but when you eat it, it may take like 90 minutes, a little longer. The effects last for 2 to 6 hours, depending on the amount used. At high doses, mental effects can include anxiety, which he was talking about, people be panicking and what's not. And it says delusions, including ideas of reference, hallucinations, panic, paranoia, and psychosis. And that's what he was talking about when people get like pulled over and stuff like that. They be panicking and being in a state of paranoia. They paranoid.
Right.
There is a strong relation between cannabis use and the risk of psychosis. Though the direction of casualty is debated, physical effects include increased heart rate, difficulty breathing, nausea, and behavioral problems in children whose mothers use cannabis during pregnancy. So, yeah, you do have people who do smoke, utilize cannabis when they're pregnant. And whatever the mother do, it affects the baby. Automatic. It is what it is. Like, they are one. They connected. Short-term side effects may also include dry mouth and red eyes. Long-term adverse effects may include addiction, decreased mental ability in those who started a regular use as adolescents, chronic coughing, susceptible to respiratory infections, and cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. It says cannabis is mostly used recreationally or as a medicinal drug, although it may also be used for spiritual purposes. In 2013, between 128 and 232 million people used cannabis, 2.7% to 4.9% of the global population between the ages of 15 and 65. It is the most commonly used illegal drug in the world. Though it is legal in some jurisdictions, with the highest use among adults, as of 2018 in Zambia, the United States, Canada, and Nigeria. While cannabis plants have been grown since at least the third millennium BCE, evidence suggests that it was being smoked for psychoactive effects at least 2,500 years ago in the Pamir Mountains. Since the early 20th century, cannabis has been subject to legal restrictions. The possession, use, and cultivation of cannabis is illegal in most countries. In 2013, Uruguay became the first country to legalize recreational use of cannabis. Other countries to do so are Canada, Georgia, and South Africa, plus 18 states, 2 territories, and the District of Columbia in the United States. Though the drug remains federally illegal, in some jurisdictions, very few, it is seen as legal. But yeah, that was cannabis marijuana.
Man,
all right. Yes, sir. I see you got some other stuff inside the chat as well.
Yeah, man. Let's kind of dive into it, man. I decided to put electronic cigarettes, man. We're gonna pull that up, put in the chat and pull that one up.
Okay,
man, I wanted to kind of get into, dive just a little bit into the vaping, you know what I'm saying? I know we kind of pressed for time, so we gonna do what we do, man. All right, and it says, Wikipedia, electronic cigarette. An electronic cigarette is an electronic device that stimulates tobacco smoking. It consists of an optimizer, a power source such as a battery, and a container such as a cartridge or tank. Instead of smoke, the user inhales vapor. As such, using an e-cigarette is often called vaping. The optimizer is a heating element that optimizes a liquid solution called e-liquid. Alright, a liquid solution called e-liquid. Alright, e-cigarettes are activated by taking a puff or pressing a button. Some look like traditional cigarettes, and most visions are reusable. Alright, and then it goes down, it says e-cigarettes create an aerosol, often called vapor, made of particulate matter. All right, the vapor typically contains propylene, glycol. Glycerine, nicotine. You was gonna say something?
No, I was just telling you that one was glycerin.
Oh, glycerine, nicotine, flavors, and traces of nitrosamine. Other toxicants, carcinogens, heavy metals, and metal nanoparticles. Man, a bunch of different words. It's the same when you ask people, you know, okay, what are you eating? You know, look at the ingredients on the back. Man, if it's something that you can't pronounce, why mess with it? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, why mess with something that gives you a headache when you pronounce it? Like,
God,
man,
this
leave
is
alone.
Heavy metal.
You feel me? Man,
metal,
heavy metal was the biggest thing that, you know what I'm saying, the biggest standout, because you understand what metals are. You see what
yeah.
I'm saying? And it okay. Okay, and then it says it extracts composition vary and depends on several things, including user behavior. The health effects of vaping are not clear, but vaping is likely less harmful than smoking tobacco. How is that? Tell me, how is that? Because the biggest word that we just went over again was the heavy metal. I mean, think about how heavy metal is. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, let me dive into heavy metals real quick. I'm going to just go into it. Heavy metals, Wikipedia, heavy metals are generally defined as metals with relatively high densities, atomic weight, or atomic numbers. The criteria used in whether metalloids, okay, are included vary depending on the author and context. All right. So, man, this, and then we're gonna let you guys go more deep into it. I just wanted to get a understanding of what heavy metals actually was. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes a little bit further. It says heavy metal may be defined on the basis of density, whereas in physics, the distinctioning criterion might be atomic number, while a chemist would likely be more concerned with chemical behavior. Okay? So, man, this is something definite that you wouldn't want to, you know, interact in. That most definitely would put you at a higher risk of actually, you know what I'm saying, having more and more problems with the human body. So that was something, man, I definitely wanted to dive into. All right. And then it goes, we're going to get back into, it says, e-cigarette vaping contains fewer toxins in lower amounts than cigarette smoke. E-cigarette vapor also contains harmful chemicals not found in tobacco smoke. The World Health Organization's position is that it is hard to say if vaping is safer than smoking, and it is best to not use nicotine at all. But let's not forget, nicotine is in vaping, so you wouldn't want to do any of that. Nicotine is harmful and highly addictive, as we stated earlier. You see those on your cigar packages, some on your cigarette packaging, and even some on your vaping boxes. They'll put it on your vaping boxes as well.
All right.
So e-cigarettes can lead to tobacco smoking and can be more addictive than tobacco. I agree. I definitely agree. All right. For people trying to quit smoking with medical help, e-cigarettes have a higher quit rate than normal nicotine replacement therapy. For most use, e-cigarettes do not raise quit rate. All right. And let's dive back into the chat, man. I want to go over some of the vaping facts, man. Let's get into that, the vaping facts. And it says, and this is, it says, five vaping facts you need to know by John Hopkins. All right. And this is reviewed by Michael Joseph Blaha, MD, MPH. All right. If you have thought about trying to kick a smoking habit, you're not alone. Nearly 7 of 10 smokers say they want to stop. quitting smoking is one of the best things you can do for your health. Smoking harms nearly every organ in your body, including your heart. Nearly one-third of deaths from heart disease are the result of smoking and secondhand smoke. All right. You might be tempted to turn to electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes, vape pens, and other non-disposable and disposable vaping devices as a way to ease the transition from traditional cigarettes to not smoking at all. But is smoking e-cigarettes, also called vaping, better for you than using tobacco products? Can e-cigarettes help you stop smoking once and for all? All right. And then it says Michael Blaha, MD, MPH, Director of Clinical Research at the Johns Hopkins Ciceron Center for the Prevention of Heart Disease, shares health information about vaping. All right, number one, vaping is less harmful than smoking, but it's still not safe. E-cigarette, heat, nicotine, extract from tobacco, flavoring, and other chemicals to create an aerosol that you inhale. Regular tobacco cigarettes contain 7,000 chemicals. Wow. Many of which are toxic. While we don't know exactly what chemicals are in e-cigarettes, Blaha says there's almost no doubt that vaping exposes you to fewer toxic chemicals than smoking traditional cigarettes. Yeah, but you don't know exactly what's in it. So how?
Right.
However, there has been an outbreak of lung injuries and deaths associated with vaping. Hold on. Let me read that again. However, there has been an outbreak of lung injuries and deaths associated with vaping. In February 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, confirmed 2,807 cases of e-cigarette or vaping use associated lung injury, EVALI, and 68 deaths attributed to that condition. All right, these cases appear to predominantly affect people who modify their vaping devices or use black market modified e-liquids. This is especially true for vaping products containing THC, explains Blaha. The CDC has identified vitamin E acetate as a chemical or concern among people with EVAL. Vitamin E acetate is a thickening agent often used in THC vaping products, and it was found in all lung fluid samples of EVAL patients examined by the CDC. All right. And then, you know, I just wanted to dive into number two, kind of let you guys kind of read over it yourselves once you get inside
right.
the private chat. And it says, number two, research suggests vaping is bad for your heart and lungs. All right. Nicotine is the primary agent in regular cigarette and e-cigarette, and it is highly addictive. It causes you to crave a smoke and suffer withdrawal symptoms if you ignore the craving. Nicotine is a toxic substance. It raises your blood pressure and spikes your adrenaline, which increases your heart rate and the likelihood of having a heart attack. Is vaping bad for you? there are many unknowns about vaping, including what chemicals make up the vapor and how they affect physical health over the long term. People need to understand that e-cigarettes are potentially dangerous to your health, says Blaha. Emerging data suggests links to chronic lung disease and asthma, as well as associations between dual use of e-cigarettes and smoking with cardiovascular disease. You're exposing yourself to all kinds of chemicals that we don't yet understand and that are probably not safe. So basically they're saying you guys are the new generation guinea pigs. I'm just throwing that out there. So they want to be able to experiment on you guys first, so that now once you come into their lab, they are able to see whether or not this actually worked or not. And you guys are buying the, yeah. You are the new generation guinea pigs. All right? Boy, and then yeah. Three. For real, man. So
yeah.
Electronic cigarettes are just as addictive as traditional ones. Both e-cigarettes and regular cigarettes contain nicotine, which research suggests may be as addictive as heroin and cocaine. And we all know someone who is addicted to heroin and cocaine. So, and we
yeah.
know how addictive they can be to that substance, for sure. And, oh, man, you know, I've seen people that, man, they fainted for that. You see what I'm saying? So they fainted for those e-cigarettes or those vapes. You know, all right, what's worse, says Blaha, many e-cigarette users get even more nicotine than they would from a combustible tobacco product. Users may buy extra-strength cartridges, which have a higher concentration of nicotine, or increase the e-cigarette's voltage to get a greater hit of the substance. Wow. So number four, electronic cigarettes aren't the best smoking sensation too. Although they've been promoted as an aid to help you quit smoking, e-cigarettes have not received Food and Drug Administration approval as smoking sensation devices. A recent study found that most people who intend to use e-cigarettes to kick the nicotine habit ended up continuing to use traditional and e-cigarettes. In light of the eval outbreak, the CDC advises people who use e-cigarettes for smoking sensation to weigh the risks and benefits and first consider use of other FDA-approved smoking sensation options. All right. And then number five, a new generation is getting hooked on nicotine. And I just say that. We have a new generation of guinea pigs. You see what I'm saying? Like, you are the lab.
Oh, yeah.
You today are buying the product that is going to be, that they are going to now have to hire new employees to come in and do all the research for just this particular, you know, this particular drug. So, yes, among you, e-cigarettes, especially the disposable kind, are more popular than any traditional tobacco product. According to the 2021 National Youth Tobacco Survey, more than 2 million U.S. middle and high school students reported using e-cigarettes in 2021, with more than 8 to 10 of those youth using flavored e-cigarettes. According to Blaha, there are three reasons e-cigarettes may be particularly impacting to young people. First, many teens believe vaping is less harmful than smoking. Second, e-cigarettes have a lower per use cost than traditional cigarettes. Finally, youth and adults find the lack of smoke appealing. With no smell, e-cigarettes reduce some of the stigma of smoking. what I find most concerning about the risk of vaping is that people who would have never smoked otherwise, especially you, are taking up the habit, says Blaha. It's one thing if you convert from cigarette smoking to vaping. It's quite another thing to start up nicotine use with vaping, okay? And getting hooked on nicotine often leads to using traditional tobacco products down the road. Facts. That is a fact. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because a lot of times people that smoke cigarettes or were smoking cigarettes, they know, 9 times out of 10, they smoke weed. And if they try to move from the cigarettes to vaping, guess what? They're still getting the nicotine from the tobacco. I mean, from the cigars, because they love to use cigars that have nicotine in them. You get what I'm saying? So you are not moving very far. You're not moving very far. All right. I said, Blaha, interpreting the data is tricky. Such young people change their preferences often, and when surveyed, may not consider using disposable products such as puff bars as vaping. The same CDC report says disposable e-cigarettes use has increased 1,000%. Wow. Among high school students and 400% among middle school students since 2019. All right. And vaping and the COVID-19 pandemic. All right. When the coronavirus pandemic first began, Blaha says data shows that e-cigarette sales went down, possibly because people were spending more time at home and avoiding stores and public areas. Hey, man, that's a beauty. Hey, you know what? I believe we talked about this a while. Like, we see so many stores on most of our corners, but you know, we don't see fruit trees and none of that nowhere. You see what I'm saying? But it's guaranteed when you see what you need to see, you're going to be more intrigued to want to buy it. So, you know, but not seeing it kind of helps you avoid wanting it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that this way right here, you kind of stay away from people that are doing it to help prevent you from actually wanting it. It's the same thing with me. Like, I don't want to be around weed smoke because, guess what? I don't want to smoke it. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So I don't want to go around people that indulges in it because I know I might relapse. It's all about mind control with me too. You see what I'm saying? So it definitely has to be something that I want to do. It has to be something that I want to do. But me, I'm working on my health, building a better me, so I don't want to. I don't want to. And you know what? I don't want to be around people that do it. It's just me, all right? So, but Blaha sees a trend that concerns him, raising rates of daily e-cigarettes cigarettes used among all vape users. The number of people who vape daily used to be 1 in 5, but now it's up quite a bit, which is concerning because it implies more nicotine addiction. I'm keeping a close eye on that. All right, and you know that basically sums up the 5 different conditions as to you know, when it comes to vaping. And again, I want people to understand that, you know, do not listen to the hype. Do not listen to the hype. It's not safer. It is not safer. This product contains harmful chemicals. And even more, it contains heavy metals. We want to think of how heavy metal could possibly be. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then think about how your heart or your body interacts when it comes to metal. Are you supposed to inhale metal? Are you supposed to put metal inside your body? Why would you? You see what I'm saying? Would you sit there and actually eat metal? So why would you want that inside your body? All right? Let's go back to the chat, man. We almost through. Man, I got the vapor for etymology. Let's go into that, man. Let's go and see what vapor is. All right? Then it says vapor now. Late 14th century from Angelo French, vapor. Old French, vapor. Morsch, vapor. 13th century, modern French, vapeur. And directly from Latin, vaporin, nominative vapor, a warm exhalation, steam, heat, which is of unknown origin, vapors, fainting, historia, etc., is 1660 from medieval notion of exhalation from the stomach or other organs affecting the brain. Okay, I hope you guys heard that. All right, from the stomach or other organs affecting the brain. All right, and we're going to scroll down. We're going to see vapor now. A visible suspension in the air of particles of some substance. Vapor now. The process of becoming a vapor. Alright? Man, listen. The things that we are trying to get you guys to understand. We kind of want to a little over our time, our normal time. But, you know, guess what? We did this so that we can help teach our people like the importance of actually becoming whole again. You want to become whole. You want to become healthier. You want to have that long lasting life. I don't know about everybody else, but I enjoy living. I enjoy living and not having pain. Like, you know, when you was children growing up, man, you didn't have pain. You didn't have to worry about pain. You didn't have to worry about this hurt, that hurt. But I remember growing up and I had to, you know, when my stepdad moved in, bro, it was like, dang, I started having chest problems. You know, my mom, them couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. But, you know, my grandma was very direct. She was like, you know, he's having breathing problems because my stepfather, you see what I'm saying? He smoked black and mild. Yeah. And he would smoke those mugs back to back to back. And, you know, I was having chest pains, you know, real breathing problems. It was hard for me to sleep. You know, I would wake up and, you know, start breathing real heavy. And, you know, man, when they separated, I noticed I didn't have those problems anymore. My mom didn't smoke. No one in my family smoked. We didn't have those problems. You see what I'm saying? And so as I got older, I started noticing, like, I would be around certain people, and I would have that chest pain again, right? Those people that would smoke. And not only that, I started smoking later on as I got older. But instead of me smoking, you know, I started smoking like weed, right? And so what I was noticing was that I was having a harder time of breathing even with me smoking weed. So I thought maybe I just needed to exercise. Maybe I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But no, over time I started studying what I was doing to my body. Okay, so I went from the cigars to trying to go natural with the natural hemp. But then I still noticed the breathing. You see what I'm saying? So I knew then that, hey, man, you know. And then not only the breathing, it was my memory loss. You know, okay, how do I fix this? Because I'm up in age. I should know what my problem is. I should know what's creating my problem. This is my body. I've lived with this body for this long. I know what is wrong. And it's just like driving your car. You know, you've driven that car since you had it. And if you first bought it off the lot and it had 0 miles, the first thing that created a problem, you should know, because you've had that car. You know, if you didn't do a proper oil change on it, maybe it needs an oil change. If you didn't do a proper tune-up on it, you have to do a tune-up on it. You know what is going on with your body, but smoking is not a helpful trait. It is not a good habit to have. It definitely isn't, you know. And again, today was Health Tuesday. It was a beautiful, beautiful show, Kalon, man. Excellent show, man. We definitely brought you guys some real good information today. I hope you guys take that in, cherish it. Man, go back in, listen to our old shows, and, you know, come back and chat with us, you know. And those who are online, I want to give you the number. The call-in number is 563-999-3670. Please call in and talk, chat with us. You know what I'm saying? Press 1 if you have any questions, and we'll gladly add you in, you know. And those who are online, on the call line, if you would like to get inside the chat, man, we ask that you go to Blog Talk Radio. Look for us whenever we're live. There's a chat, a group chat that you can get into. And if you want to be a part of the private chat, we ask that you send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And we will definitely add you to the private chat. And Kalon, is there anything else that you wanted to expound on before we get out of here?
Hey, nothing too much, but it was a lovely show. I loved it, man. Like, I liked how you put those other links inside there to go into the vapor aspect of it, because we got to know that the cigarette only transitioned into like a Tesla. You know what I'm saying? Or electronic version. You know what I'm saying? It says e-cigarette, but people rather say my vape. It's the same.
Right.
It's one and the same. It's all one and the same. So it's like one is not better than the other. And they also said, like, the guy, Dr. Bala, he was saying that inside the e-cigarette, they got, like, some particles that they don't even know of.
Right.
Like, how you put something inside there that you don't even know of? Like, the scientists don't even know of these things, but they put it in there. Like, what? Come on. Like you said,
man.
Like, being the new generation of guinea pigs, you know what I'm saying, to be getting experimented on voluntarily, though. It's voluntary,
exactly.
Because you go inside the store purchasing these stuff, right? Not only that you purchase it, the labels give you a warning sign that these things are harmful,
right.
Harmful chemicals. So it was like you completely knew what you was getting, plus you spend your hard-earned money on it, your energy. So, hey, It's voluntarily.
Exactly.
You accept and you agreed. So you can't come and sue for this. You can't blame nobody but yourself. And that's my only input in it. Oh yeah, and I liked how you went into the anthropology, man, and you started to use like how do I say it? the pronunciation, how you pronounce it, how they be. You know, they be pronouncing stuff in French and, you know, Latin, all these other stuff. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you did that. For sure.
Appreciate it, God. Yeah, man, it's a whole learning process, man. Definitely a learning process.
Yeah, man, but that's it, really. The show is really, you know what I'm saying, pleasant. Definitely loved it.
All right, man. Well, that concludes Health Tuesday. Hey, y'all come back with us Friday when we give you guys some information when it comes to finance. Friday is Financial Friday. Man, we're going to try to, you know, hit you with some great financial answers to how you can be more financially stable when it comes to business and your living. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, guess what, man? Everybody needs something dealing with financing. So join us financially on Financial Friday this Friday coming up. And, man, we will talk to you then. Peace
to God.
Wake up out of dream, uh-huh. Grab a light, uh-huh. Something I can steam, uh-huh. Bong rip, uh-huh. Make sure it's clean, uh-huh. Smoke sesh, uh-huh. Nigga, what you mean, uh-huh. In my car, uh-huh. Cruising down the street, uh-huh. So stoned, I'ma need something to eat, uh-huh. No tray, uh-huh. Ashes on my seat, uh-huh. Tied up, uh-huh. Taylor's on my feet, uh-huh. Cloud nine, uh-huh. Going through my mind, uh-huh. Take a toke, uh-huh. Hold it till you choke, uh-huh. Moving forward, uh-huh, cruising on my board, uh-huh, still got more, uh-huh, burning to a short, uh-huh.
And I'll be flowing, I get so high, fuck around and never come down, I get so high.
Another joint, don't fall asleep, uh-huh. Smoke piece, uh-huh. Pipe like a cheap, uh-huh. Heard you got a cheaper price for that reefer, huh? What you need, uh-huh. Never find a seat, uh-huh. Take a dab, uh-huh. Straight THC, uh-huh. For the highest in the room, look at me, uh-huh. Somewhere in the clouds, that's where we wanna be, uh-huh. Got you shook, uh-huh. Not just for the look, uh-huh. After day, uh-huh. Wrote the whole book, uh-huh. Drive slow, uh-huh. Blow it by the O, uh-huh. Eyes low, uh-huh, everybody know it,
and I'll be flowing,
blowing.
I get so high, fuck around and never come down, I get so high.
Give a fuck, uh-huh. Pulling out the 62 and showing up, uh-huh. 26, guess that mean I'm growing up, uh-huh. Growing up, uh-huh. All my niggas rolling up, making sure that
I get so high. Fuck around and never come down. I get so high.